It's no secret that the cost of getting a college degree has skyrocketed, but far less known and just as startling is the rising number of college students who cannot afford to eat or are homeless. Kirk Carapeza from member station WGBH has the story.
So I know I'm signed up for physics on Wednesday nights.
At Bunker Hill Community College in Boston, thousands of students are scheduling their spring semester courses. But that's not all some students are worried about.
I want to still be able to work because, you know, I need to keep a roof over my head or try to.
We're not using this first-year student's name to protect her privacy and safety. She was living in a shelter last summer when she first decided to enroll at Bunker Hill, but she didn't feel safe there and wanted to find a bed at a youth home.
If I wanted to get good grades, if I wanted to get a good education, I needed to be at a slightly safer shelter.
She was put on a long waiting list. Then, after 6 months, she finally got a bed, enrolled at Bunker Hill, and decided to major in math.
I knew that I really loved learning, but I wasn't sure if I was going to fit into the education system. And this is a really good place to figure out where you might go with your education.
She says each day is a struggle, and she's often not sure whether she'll have enough to get by.
Homelessness is, it feels like being on a yo-yo. Sometimes you can afford it, and then any little thing can make you unable to afford it.
Little things, like a spike in the cost of transportation or an unexpected medical bill. College administrators are increasingly seeing students at four-year schools, too. In Massachusetts, a hub of higher education, 25 of the state's 29 public campuses are now hosting food assistance programs. Still, the problem is going largely unseen by the public.
It's invisible even to me, and I'm looking.
That's Wick Sloan. He came to Bunker Hill more than a decade ago to teach English full-time, but he says he quickly became a part-time social worker.
When I first got here, I was always told that we should never miss a chance to give students food. I foolishly thought at the time they meant, you know, Doritos, cookies. It's protein that they're after. It's crazy.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin surveyed more than 4,000 undergrads at community colleges across the country. 20% reported being hungry, 13% homeless. Sociologist Sarah Goldrick-Rabb led the research team.
The story today is not merely that people have to work. It's that they're working and borrowing and sometimes still falling so short that they're going without having their basic needs met.
Goldrick-Rabb says state and federal governments should work together to help college students find a place to live and something to eat so that they're ready to learn and eventually graduate.
Most people think, well, if you're really poor and you really don't have money to eat, you can get food stamps. What they don't know is that for a college student who doesn't have children, to get food stamps requires that they work 20 hours a week.
The Bunker Hill Community College student from earlier is working 20 hours a week at a physics lab. And this month, she's finally saved up enough money to rent an apartment with two roommates. But she still needs help affording tuition, food, and transportation.
I don't really need a whole lot of this and that. It's nice, but what helps me the most is people thinking that I'm going to make it.
And her classmates and professors will allow her to feel like a normal college student. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.